You're listening to Wet Shaving Talk, powered by Sharpologist.com, where we're dedicated to preserving the art and skill of classic shaving. I'm your host, Joe Borelli, and this is the Fall Seasonal Special 2021. All right, everyone, welcome back to the podcast on this special edition of Wet Shaving Talk. It's the sixth annual Fall Seasonal Special. Now, what is the Fall Seasonal Special for all of you just listening for the first time, or for you that have not, been only listening for a short amount of time? The Fall Seasonal Special is something that I came up with about 6 years ago, just to talk about the fall products that come out by our vendors, artisans, and all of the above, really. It's the most new releases you see in the wet shaving world is during this time. You see a lot of seasonal products. You see a lot of stuff going on. And this really just, to me, the fall season, Halloween really kicks off the holiday season because it is the last of the first. You know, it's the last holiday of kind of like the year to where it's not going to be all like crazy buying and all that stuff. And this really kicks off the holiday season, in my opinion, especially here in where I live because it's a very seasonal area. So it is a very special time. You do see a lot of releases. Now, devised this 6 years ago. We've been doing it every year, just really showcasing the fall seasonal products. And what I'll do is I'll go over it and just go over it and talk a little bit about it. I have notes and just tell you what's going on with the vendors. Now, there aren't any links because, honestly, I'm not affiliated with any vendors other than Sharpologist. I don't have any affiliation with anybody, really, and any of the vendors. So in order for us to, you know, for me to do that, it also takes a lot of time. But I just like want to keep it as neutral as possible. So there are no links actually to link up. So I do apologize for that. But you can easily, you know, just Google it and you'll find them too. So the idea is to have a one-stop shop for all of the fall seasonal stuff to where you can see, for the most part, everything that I can find. Now, some facts about the Fall Seasonal Special, right? What goes into making this actual show? There's over 40 hours of research just going into this special edition podcast. And really, it's just to give you guys, again, one-stop shop for all the information regarding the most active season in wet shaving. So, how many vendors are there, do you ask? As of this writing, I currently have 101 artisans and producers of software in my records. That's just producers of software. It's not including razor producers. That's not including anybody that's making brushes or anything. Well, some of them are making brushes, but really all in all, it's 101 artisans and producers. From 2020 to 2021, we saw 5 major artisans close. We saw 4 enter the market. And yes, I did research every single one of them, which includes Etsy shops and eBay as well, and Amazon. Did I miss anything? I'm sure of it. I'm sure I missed something. Every year I try to give each vendor at least 1 to 2 minutes of time before I move on to the next one. If I can't find a seasonal scent in that amount of time, well then, you know, chances are the buyer or you, the consumer, will not be able to find it as well. So every year I do discover new vendors and I find a couple that don't exist anymore. So that does happen. I do apologize if I miss anything for your vendor. If you are a vendor and I did not mention you, just give me an email. Send me an email and I'll put you in the database to see if I don't have you in there already. All right, guys. Well, without further ado, let's get on with the show. All right. We're going to start off with Barrister & Mann. Barrister & Mann is one of the actual first or second vendors to really push the fall season. And this year, they're going to come out with only a few of the usual releases they have. They do about 4 or 5 a year here or there, and they change it, and they sometimes they'll put a couple of them off. So I went and put all of them on here just to discuss it. So we have the return of Vergeer Gothica and Vergeer Angelique, which will be coming back. Those are two of like the devil and the angel type scents. Gothica's got a scent of soap, lavender. Excuse me, soap. I shouldn't have said soap. I'm reading off the actual notes. I apologize. So the scent profile for this soap is lavender, oak moss, bergamot, geranium, tonka bean. I mean, you have a musky, sandalwood, a leathery type, also with the black ashes essence as well. This is more of like a damp, dark, burned type, like smoldering type scent. With the new Omnibus base that just came out with Barrister Man, so that's all the new soaps are coming out with that. He's using the new bases for that. The Angelique, I believe it's, or Angelique, excuse me, is a lime lavender. It's a similar scent. Sorry, it's got more of a like a lighter scent. It's to represent the angels. So you got the evil and you got the good, and that's got, you know, lime and lavender. It also has a little bit of that smoldering flame scent as well with some sandalwood. So very similar, but a little bit lighter. And that's in the new Omnibus base as well. You have Levithon, which is returning again, which is a sandalwood coffee and Russian leather essence. Again, that's been around for several years. We didn't see Cluster Fig come back. Cluster Fig is another one which might come back for this fall season, or for the winterish season for the holidays. That's got a lemon, fig, apple, violet, and a jasmine essence. And Lissa was something that came out in 2019. I like this because it came with like an ammo box. It was a survival kit for against zombies. And this is actually a soap to get rid of zombies, to make sure zombies don't get you. So there's a little bit of weird stuff going on in that one. It's got a lot of like some of that ashes essence, the oak moss, that oud type smell. But it also has a lot of light flowers, I guess, for a funeral. Those taken from deceased persons. That's how that used to be. And I thought this was a pretty cool. So I actually purchased this one. I haven't seen it return yet, but I'm sure it'll be back in a year or two. And, of course, Hallows by Barrister Man. It's a big one. Last year it came out. Comes out every 2 years. And really, it's an inspiration from the swamps of the Boston area. We have a lot of that you know, that dirt, that oak moss, that really deep cold scent. It really just smells like if you were walking to be completely honest, I was walking in a swamp and probably in the north. It's got like that northern feel to it and that scent of like a spring or fall day. It is taking the year off for 2021, but we'll see it. I'm sure we'll see it again. This is one of the soaps that won. It was very popular when they did a scent off here at Sharpologist. Hallows was originally one of the ones that was placed very well in that contest. That was several years ago when it first came out. And I think it was only a limited amount where there was like 10 or 15 pucks were made in the first year. But it's been around for about 5 or 6 years now, and Hallows is definitely one of the most popular Halloween scents. You have Phoenix Artisan Accoutrements returning with Atomic Pumpkin. This is not your everyday pumpkin pie offering. This has got a lot going on with it. It's got a more of an allspice. It's got cinnamon, ginger, nutmeg, and this is very festive. It's more on the masculine side. You have clown fruit returning again, which is more of like a wormwood and aged in Hungarian oak, elderflower, absinthe. So this is honestly, it's got a lot going on, and it's a weird scent, but it's pretty cool. And you could definitely get that wormwood, that absinthe. If you've ever had absinthe, the liquor, the cordial, you'll definitely notice the essence in that. I believe he also ages the aftershave in oak barrels as well. Blue Senwin, you have, that's more of a fall festival type soap. It's got some sandalwood, burnt sugar, bourbon, and pumpkin in that. This is oak barrel aged, and it's back for, I guess, 7 years now. This is, I think it's sixth or seventh year it's coming back. Cider House, which is also another... Really, it's got a little bit of smoke, mulled cider, oak wood, dried leaves. It's a very innocent type of apple cider scent. Really cool. Harvest Moon from Phoenix Artisan Accoutrements as well. You have, again, oud, tobacco. You have smoke, Spanish moss, white sage. This is another one just to really kick off the fall season. You have Grove, which is oak wood, cranberry, currant. And a little bit of moss with a kiss of apricot. It's a real crisp, bruisy scent for the fall season. And Malbolge, which is a tobacco-based scent, with that burnt sugar, black pepper. So again, another vendor that does very well. Phoenix Artisan Accoutrements, guys, returning again. They have 4 pages of seasonal products on their website. Thank you for also making it very easy to find them. The team over at Phoenix, they take fall seriously. So check them out if you haven't. Really interested in seeing what they're going to come up with. It's always something new from them as well. Oh, I almost forgot Monstrosso, which is a soap that came out, I believe, last year, which is it's got the Frankenstein on the label. It's a more blood orange, and it's more of a Haitian velveteer, and it glows in the dark as well, which also clown fruit does glow in the dark. So, I mean, that's another really awesome fall soap. Southern Witchcraft, another one with some big releases that they also offer most of the year. They have Autumn Ash, which is going to be available in a soap and an aftershave. And this is just a spicy, dirty, smoky, sweet, and captures the scent of damp autumn air. Some of the notes are maple, spice, smoke, amber, oud, rain, blackberry, pumpkin, coffee, dirt, mildew. Okay, so this just tells you, this just says fall, right? This is a fall soap, and I believe it's available all year round as well. Samhain is also available from them as well. You have the soap and aftershave, and this is really just a good kickoff for the fall. You have pumpkin, bourbon, tobacco, sandalwood, some nutmeg in there, some a little incense, vanilla and hazelnut, and a charred wood musk. Guys, this is another one. I actually purchased this one myself. I love these scents. And I just love this, like, the whole festival idea, the fall festival. You know, living in Florida, it's tough because you don't really get seasons. And our fall is 70 degrees or 65 degrees, which we'll be seeing hopefully this weekend. And just talking about, you know, it's just interesting. I hope most of you up north are really enjoying the fall season already. You have Tres Matres, which is also another soap and aftershave. It's a tribute with a floral, like oak mossy, damp earth scent. Again, this is another one just to kick off the fall season. Also has a taste of lavender and almond as well. Also, Southern Witchcrafts, guys, this is, I think their whole thing is about fall. I think they're one of those artisans that just really focus on fall year round. So keeping up with them is pretty cool. Great stuff. Again, awesome offerings this year. Uncle John's returning with Drunken Pumpkin, which is a pumpkin spice scent with boozy notes and a rich smokiness. And they're also coming back with pumpkin spice. So pumpkin spice is part of the fall season in my house is Uncle John's pumpkin spice. I've been using it for years. It's awesome. Pumpkin, clove, vanilla, allspice. It will remind you of the coffee shops in the fall. If you're a pumpkin spice fiend like I am and a fanatic, this one's for you. Lather Brothers returning again with Lone Bear, which is inspired by a longtime love for polar bears. It's a fresh yet cold scent, which is blended with rosemary, frankincense, a few other scents as well. Really just to really commemorate the polar bear. Offered in the fall and winter only, so that's at Lather Brothers. And another big one, Sterling, coming back for, I think, eight, nine now. They've been doing this for a long time. With their fall offerings, they have hot apple cider, soap, and aftershave. This is just apple, cinnamon, and clove, and this is just makes it easy. And it's just a drink that you start when the weather turns cold and the trees start turning brown, right? So this is another one. Hot apple cider, great. Honestly, that's a great drink. I love it during the fall, so great to see a soap that's commemorating that. Autumn Glory, which is more... honestly, this has always been a difficult one to put into words. Just imagine walking through the damp woods in a fall morning with leaves and stuff. So it's got a little bit of a leafy scent to it, a damp earth, and a little scent of some sweetness to it. Interesting. I've actually used this soap before. It's very interesting. So yeah, pretty cool. Autumn Glory. And of course, Pumpkin Spice. One of the better pumpkin spices I've had for shave soaps. It's definitely a staple in the den for me. And you got a little bit of everything you love about pumpkin spice. It's rich, buttery. It's really nice, spicy. And definitely they took away some of that maple syrup scent that they had a few years ago. But it's just, this is probably one of the better, if not the best, pumpkin spice soaps and aftershaves I've seen out there. So if you love pumpkin spice, this is one of the ones I would definitely recommend. Katie's Bubbles returning with a Midnight Dreary, a soap and aftershave. This is inspired by Edgar Allan Poe with scents of really with notes of orchard, lotus, spices, black currant, truffle, jasmine, patchouli, and sandalwood with a little amber and vanilla in there. This is a nice, really just... Honestly, it's a dark and mysterious blend. That's what it says on the label, and that's what I think it is. Wet the Face is returning with Autumn Soap and Aftershave. Autumn is one of the most favorite times of the year. Colors are truly amazing. And just bringing the notes of vanilla bean, apple cider, cinnamon spice, spun sugar to bring back those, bring forth those cozy autumn memories. That's what's on the actual tasting notes here. Or excuse me, tasting notes, the scent notes. Blood Orange Soap and aftershave available. A true-to-life Blood Orange created with all of real natural essential oil of Blood Orange. And you have top notes of bergamot, grapefruit, orange, and a little bit of tree leaves as well. K Shave Works has Staggering Jack, which is a soap and aftershave available. And this is a collaboration with a small craft brewing, which is a small craft brew, beer brewery. And this is made really with their pumpkin beer. So it's a nice little pumpkin with a little musky essence to it as well. And Ginger's Garden, guys, I'll talk a little bit about them. Irene over there at Ginger's Garden, she'll make anything you want. So I noticed that if you want to give her a call, she'll send her an email. She'll make it. It might take a few days or weeks or months or whatever, depending on how busy she is. But she'll make it. And really, I would love to collaborate with this vendor one day. I think that they do amazing work. And it just shows in their fall releases this year. They have Scully, which is a tallow-based soap with wet soil, notes of teakwood, cedar, mushrooms, and green moss with a little bit of wet leaves in there as well. A maple toddy to commemorate the fall drink, the fall alcoholic drink, which is made with real maple syrup, which is a little of, actually an essence of a maple syrup is actually in there, hot buttered rum with caramelized sugar notes. So that really, I mean, if you ever had a maple toddy, they're very nice. And then, they have their own version of pumpkin spice soap and aftershave as well, which is perfectly balanced for the fall season. Dr. John's. Dr. John's is a very interesting vendor or artisan, guys. Not much seen about them. They don't really go online. You don't see too much about the company itself. Excuse me, I'm drinking a little coffee as I'm doing this. It's about 4 a.m. here in Florida today. Dr. John's, he's come out with a couple of really awesome releases. Blood Oath came out a few years ago, and I was really into that one. That came out with a nice gift set and everything. Last year, they came out with a commemorative box with all their Halloween releases, all their fall releases they've done in the past. It was awesome. Unfortunately, not available this year, but they did have a couple of releases as well. Blood Oath is returning again, soap and aftershave, and that's just going from... you have a essence of slippery bark, aloe, just all this weird stuff going in there. When I smelled this stuff, it really smelled like a movie that you would see that would I don't know if Wet Church Bench comes into the it's tough to describe the scent, but it just smells like a musky old 70s horror movie scent. That's all I can say. And then Flowers in the Dark, which is a scent of lavender with an undertone of something that like a woodsy, I don't know why I say it smells like church type thing. So it's probably those essential, the incense that they burn at church, right? With the resembling some coffin wood essence to this as well. This is disturbingly pleasant conversation. So combination, excuse me. So it's got it smells like a funeral home. That's what they're trying to do. With a wooden coffin and flowers in there as well. So yeah, Dr. John, you have some great ideas. If you're listening to this, and the way they come up with some of these scents is all, I mean, it takes a lot of thought. And I think I got to give you the award for the most original, because some of these, coffin wood to get that into it, that's pretty original stuff for the fall season. Declaration Grooming is returning again with Dark Fall. Soap and aftershave. This is okay, guys. If you've never smelled this scent, this is a very, very intense scent. It has got a slight smokiness. It's got a lot of smokiness to it. I think it smells like burned, very deep, very warm base to it, with cinnamon clove notes. There's a little cinnamon, but it does have a lot of that smell, burning leaves or burning wood in it as well. This is really to commemorate the fall or the rival fall in Georgia. where the company originally was started in. And, well, when it was L&L Grooming. Yeah, it's pretty awesome. It is definitely, it's intense though. It's got, I mean, they get a plus 10 for essential oil for scent quality because it is very, very intense. Mystic Water is returning with their pumpkin spice soap, which is sweetened with a little vanilla. And it's a special order only, so you have to order it and they'll make it for you. I don't know if they're still taking pre-orders, but usually I'm sure they would. You have Chiseled Face coming back again with Ghost Town Barber. This is available all year round, but it's really, I like it. I think it's definitely because of the ghost town aspect. It's, and ghost towns are kind of scary, I guess, for Halloween. It's a classic barbershop, but it also has some, again, that oak moss essence and some gunpowder in it too, as well, to really, really make you think you're in a ghost town of the wild, wild west. Wet Shaving Products returned with the pumpkin pie soap and aftershave. That's coming back. It's here, both in the Formula T and the regular formulas as well. Again, aftershave too with cinnamon, clove, nutmeg. A really, this is another good representation of a fall and a pumpkin pie. Soap Commander returning with a new release for fall 2021. Their fall release fall scent is Heritage, which is a pumpkin, peach, and caramel apple scent, and that's available now. And then they also came out with last year, which is still available, Strategy, which is more teak wood, mahogany, and lavender with some notes of oak and cedar and geranium as well. And here's another big one, guys. If you're looking for a shaving brush for to commemorate the holiday season, you have Paladin Shaving with 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 special edition Halloween brushes. These were all done by pre-order. You had the Holler Jack, which is kind of like a jack-o'-lantern design on the brush. You have the Snake and Skull, the Undead Atlas, which has like a monster on it, and then the Dancing Skeleton, and then, of course, the Lucifer Collection. These are available in 4 colors, black, white, orange, and red, and they're hand-painted or etched, painted, and then they're sent back and re-knotted. So they're turned in at Paladin, sent out to be etched, painted, and stuff, and get that all ready, and then they're brought back to be knotted. So, yeah, Paladin really outdid themselves this year. Great release on Halloween brushes. Moving along is, this one we're going to take a little bit of extra time on. Moving is Van Ulay, which is a tribute, unfortunately, because they are no longer in business anymore. They're not making soap anymore for shaving, at least at the time being. She sold the company for several months. So this is really the first year that we won't have any fall products from Van Ulay. And again, their presentation of their soaps is always great. You heard me talk about them a lot. So I'm going to tribute to the coffee pumpkin latte, the frosted pumpkin that they used to do scent, pineapple, pumpkin bread, salted caramel pumpkin, spooky horror, and sweet autumn pie. And then the final ones when October goes. I won't get into these scents too much, guys, because they're no longer being made. But if you do have them or have tried them, you're very lucky. So Van Ulay, we salute you. And we hope to see some of your stuff come back maybe in the future. First Line Shave, is returning with Undead Soap and Aftershave. This is a bergamot, neroli, black pepper with ginger, tobacco, and some vanilla and other scents as well. And really, this is a great packaging. They came out with a brush last year. Looking forward to seeing that. So that's called Undead by First Line Shave. Humphrey Handmade has come out again with their fall seasonal products, hot apple cider, which is a basic hot apple cider with a little bit of a little musk to it. It's a perfect and spot on apple cider scent, so it's very intense. You have Killer Clown, which smells like cotton candy and a little bit, a little dirt in that one too, like a little of that musky stuff, smell. So this is got the cotton candy as a top note on it. You have Little Soap of Horrors, which is a clear soap, but it glows in the dark, eye-catching, and smells so good, like a tropical juicy blend of orange, cherry, peach, pineapple, and vanilla. It's very similar to a Sex on the Beach cocktail. And, of course, their pumpkin spice as well. Pumpkin everything. This is just a classic pumpkin spice with clove and a little nutmeg with a The little pie crust scent as well. They've been able to add the pie crust into the scent in addition to the regular pumpkin spice stuff. Make it like a pumpkin pie. They also came out with Red Rum, which is a bay rum scented soap. It also brings a bay leaves and a little bit of orange peel and zest too. And then Spooky, that's how they said soap. And it's another apple cider scent, and with a little essence of hayride. So it's got some hay into it as well. They came out with Vampire. This artisan is number two for the amount of releases. They've come out actually quite a few of them. Vampire, which has a blood orange essence with a couple of other little bit of floral notes, a few floral notes as well. It's a bright red soap too. And Werewolf. Smells like citrus zest, cedar leaf with rich spices, white pepper, and a deep musk. Just to let you know that you'll be running out in the twilight, or you'll be running around in the woods tonight. Mama Bear is returning again with Autumn Afternoon, which is a scent of falling leaves, clean fresh air, and a little bit of like an apple-y scent to it as well. And then Fall Leaves, which is just a scent based on fall leaves, damp, woody, fresh, and a little dirt as well. And don't forget that Mama Bear's has a good pumpkin spice, which is a really just another basic, really good representation of pumpkin spice. But they add a little hint of harvest apple, caramel, and cream as well. And then Mama Bear's also has her own version of spiced apple cider, which is just in time for the holidays. Soap Clouds is returning with pumpkin cheesecake. Which again, Vermont maple syrup, ground cinnamon, pumpkin puree, some hints of carrot, cream cheese, and rum, all ready for the fall season. Sudsy Soapery returning again with their pumpkin spice, but this is more along the lines of a buttery pumpkin pie. This is also with piles of whipped cream added to it. This is a special order soap as well. We have Black Ship Grooming returning with their Ghost Ship. A trifecta with the balm, the aftershave, and the soap. This is a blend of sandalwood, but it's also got some amber, like a little smokiness, grapefruit to it. And it's a very cool grip. It's got a lot of methanol in it, so it's a nice soap as well. It's very interesting. Noble Otter is returning with the Elixir soap, just to give you some coolness to the fall season. Who enjoys the heat? No one. Bring back the cold winter air of the northern Elixir. And this is with a eucalyptus, peppermint oil, lavender, cedarwood, and a little frost essence to it. SMG Soaps came out with Baba Yaga soap and aftershave. And this is just an earthy bent with dark amber and a little bit of that burned leaf smell as well. You have Dirty Divas, a new addition. This is the first ever women's shaving soap. This soap is actually engineered for just women. It's the first time I've ever seen it, and this is the first one we'll ever have that's just actually for the ladies out there. Even though ladies can use just about anything us guys use, this is engineered for you. And this is a sweet pumpkin pie soap. It's really enriched with all natural and some artificial stuff in there as well, with conditioning and rich lather in order to make it a little easier for leg shaving and other shaving as well. You have Lavender Collection. This is another small artisan with their pumpkin pie shave soap. Again, it comes in a bar and has has actual bentonite clay in it for a good slip, great for men and women. And believe it or not, guys, that concludes it. That's the last one. We had a couple of new vendors out there. It's a long show today. I do appreciate it, you guys listening in. And it was a lot of fun this year. A little bit less than last year with the releases, but I went and did some deep digging on it to find some new stuff. So I'm glad we did. Guys, it's been a great show. Remember, our show is powered by Sharpologist.com, what your father didn't teach you about shaving. And a special thanks out there to all of you guys, the listeners. And, of course, Mark Mantic59 for everything that he does in the wet shaving community. All right, guys, our next show will be on the 8th of November. And until then, shave straight and shave safe. Have a happy and safe Halloween, and I'll see you in a couple weeks. Bye-bye now.